This is WWJ All Local.
It was an early morning for car fans ahead of tomorrow's Woodward Dream Cruise, and WWJ's Charlie Langton is joining us live with everything he knows. Charlie.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm on Woodward right now, 11 mile on Woodward or so, watching the cars go by, trying to find the classics, but yeah, there's just something about work and play at the Woodward Dream Cruise for Michael Flowers. He's got a great seat because he's actually doing security for Nikki D's, an old-fashioned diner that's about to be rented out by GMAC for a big party tonight, and he was out there all night as they put up a tent and did the food prep and all that kind of stuff. But is it nice though to be working, or are you a car guy?
Well, I've had a 69 Camaro, I had a 74 Duster 442, 340. I've had Oldsmobile 442. I've had a few cars myself. I have one now.
What do you have?
Porsche Boxster.
Ooh.
So I'm pretty much a car guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a car guy. That's good. The Woodward Dream Cruise doesn't officially start until tomorrow at 9 a.m., goes to 9 p.m., but, oh, yeah, a lot of prep already being made today especially. Reporting live here in, well, on Woodward, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Ford has something interesting to kick off the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Ford will suspend a high-powered Mustang convertible from a crane over 9 Mile and Woodward throughout the day today before bringing it down this afternoon to officially unveil it and parade it down Woodward to start the cruise. Mustang marketing manager Ryan Shaughnessy says this is the perfect dream cruise vehicle.
This is the ultimate expression of freedom in a Mustang convertible. And for that non-traditional performance enthusiast, this car is perfect.
The Mustang Dark Horse SC convertible will have 795 horsepower and a lot of extra performance gear. It will likely cost well over $100,000 when it goes on sale early next year. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Those heading out to the Dream Cruise tomorrow might see some dicey weather later in the afternoon. AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lumberg says there could be some rain that pops up.
Warm and humid tomorrow with clouds and limited sun. As we go deeper to the day, if you're going to be attending the Woodward Dream Cruise, you might want to have an umbrella handy because there can be a shower and thunderstorm that develops for the afternoon. I don't think that during the daylight hours that'll be severe, the high 79.
Well, you got to get around it this weekend. More construction will close freeways, ramps, and lanes across Metro Detroit. And Macomb County westbound I-94 will close from Metro Parkway to Gratiot at 8 o'clock. That's happening tonight. Only one lane will be open on the eastbound side from 12 Mile to 13 Mile. Southbound M-53 is closed from 32 to 30 Mile until Wednesday in Washington Township. And in Wayne, the northbound I-75 ramps from Schaefer to Springwells will begin to close at 6 p.m. before the entire freeway shuts down at 9 p.m.
A West Bloomfield Township trustee faces serious charges after police say he hid cameras in women's bedrooms and bathrooms. Prosecutor Karen McDonald charged 65-year-old Gibran Mana with 2 counts of capturing images of an unclothed person and 5 counts of installing an eavesdropping device. Officials say 2 women found the hidden cameras disguised as smoke detectors inside their bedrooms. A search of Mana's home, office, and cell phone revealed additional cameras and nude videos of the victims. McDonald called the alleged actions an appalling invasion of privacy in the spaces where victims should feel safest.
The University of Michigan is working to have a lawsuit dismissed recently filed by Paige Shiver, the former football staffer who had an inappropriate relationship with former coach Sharon Moore, which ultimately led to his firing. Attorneys have filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, which alleges Shiver faced sex discrimination at the university and that an employee with the school illegally accessed her medical records. They're arguing that the 22nd Circuit Court in Washtenaw County lacks jurisdiction over the case. Moore was fired last December and arrested later the same day after allegedly breaking into Shiver's apartment and threatening to kill himself in front of her. He later reached a plea deal.
Sources tell ABC News is expected that accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione will plead guilty this morning in the federal trial connected to the December 2024 killing in Manhattan of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The plea is not official until it's announced at a hearing that is scheduled for 11 a.m. Mangione is facing federal stalking charges as well as state charges in New York of first-degree murder. He's pleaded not guilty in both cases. ABC contributor Brian Buckmeyer spoke with ABC News podcast Start Here and says he does not expect that this will be a typical plea deal.
What I think is more likely to happen based on what we're hearing, and also the fact that this is, one, a joint request for a conference, and two, the district attorney in New York City wrote a letter to the federal court saying, hey, if you do this, we want the most stringent and strongest punishment. I think what's happening is they're asking for an open plea.
An open plea means there is no deal between the defense and the prosecutors on any changes to the charges and potential sentence. Instead, the defendant pleads guilty to the charges as they stand, and then the judge will have the latitude to set the sentence.
Flock officials say that they're changing the way they do things amid backlash in Michigan and across the country. Flock CEO Garrett Langley says the company will change its data retention period from 30 days to a week and will require all law enforcement to adopt audit assistance by the end of the year. The cameras automatically scan license plates and log times and locations into a nationwide database. Critics point to privacy and surveillance concerns. Former Homeland Security official John Cohen says on one hand, emerging technologies have helped police lower crime rates over the last 4 years, but on the other hand, technology can be abused.
Flock is not just a license plate reader system. It's a license plate reader system that's empowered by artificial intelligence. It uploads an image of the vehicle, not just the license plate, but the vehicle, up to a cloud that the 6,000 jurisdictions all have access to.
Community concerns have prompted many cities in Metro Detroit to get rid of their Flock contract, including Ferndale, Clawson, and Westland.
When people talk about the potential problems with data centers, much of the focus is on electricity and water use. But one Michigan researcher says his biggest concern is something residents living near a facility may notice every day, and that's the noise. Eric Dennis with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan says the noise large data centers produce is not covered by most local noise ordinances.
The thing I'm most concerned about is noise pollution. Typically, noise ordinances limit emissions of something called A-weighted decibels, which discounts sound at high and especially lower frequencies, and data centers produce a lot of low-frequency noise. These things have been generating complaints, which I think are valid.
Speaking as part of a webinar put on by Michigan for Responsible Data Centers, Dennis says communities considering a data center should look very closely at their local rules before approving a project. If you're always on the go, you may need to take a step back. WWJ's Beth Fisher reports live that tomorrow is National Relaxation Day, Beth.
Well, Chris, we shouldn't have to be told to relax, and you don't have to tell any of us, but Priority Health Behavioral Health Medical Director Dr. Charlotta Dennis says many do have to be told.
When people are used to operating at a certain pace, they tend to think that this is the way life is supposed to be, but that's really not the case. You want to make sure that you are taking time for yourself, because when the body is in a constant state of stress, that can produce things like depression, anxiety. It can also impact your heart. It can impact your gut health.
Dennis recommends taking short breaks throughout the day so that you can recharge. She suggests meditating, reading, or listening to music. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
Your tape measure can tell you a lot more about your heart health than you realize. In a new study following some 250,000 adults over 20 years old, researchers found that body mass index measurements may not be the most accurate measure when looking at 9 outcomes, including heart attack, stroke, and heart failure. A better indicator could be your waist size. Researchers looked at waist circumference and waist to hip ratio. Nearly 1 in 5 of those with normal BMI but a high waist to hip ratio would have up to 50% higher risk for several of the heart disease outcomes. The governor urging regulators to block the sale of 13 dams.
Consumers Energy has a deal to sell 13 hydroelectric dams to Confluence Hydro for just $1 each. It's being reviewed by the Michigan Public Service Commission. Governor Gretchen Whitmer writing a letter to the commission saying the agreement does not provide sufficient safeguards to prevent future failures, and she's urging them to reject it. Consumer spokesperson Brian Wheeler said says that if the deal is not approved, the next step would be to decommission and remove the dams.
We don't want to be in a position where we have to decommission the dams, but that would be our next option. We are hopeful that the commission will take a fresh look at the record, at the testimony, not just from us, but from neighbors of these dams who would be so critically impacted. And we do hope they will approve the sale.
Wheeler said their proposed sale includes a number of safeguards to ensure the long-term safety of the dams, including giving Confluence Hydro 30 years of revenue stream by selling energy back to them. No word yet when the commission will make a decision. Ryan Recker, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.